Hello to all our listeners. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Taylor McClure, for the Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, here at CIDI 99.1 FM. For the next week and a half, we are going to be running special episodes with the candidates for the upcoming election for the Brome-Missisquoi region. I had the chance to speak with Katie Moynan, candidate for the Green Party here in Brome-Missisquoi, about her political platform and what she plans to address in this year's election. Thank you so much, Katie, for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
So can you please start off by speaking about your background a little bit and how you got into politics?
So to be honest, I didn't think I'd ever get into politics. My background is more like in the helping field. So I've worked in different organizations as a special care counselor for the Alzheimer's Society of Montreal. I'm currently working for Waterloo Elementary as a special education technician. So I have like a therapeutic room that I manage for children who may need extra support. So I work a lot with that. So I'm very used to working in the helping field, more hands-on. So the political platform I didn't see coming, but when presented the opportunity, I said, you know what, why not? Since I have been working so hands-on with so many different clientele, I figured maybe I would actually be a good candidate. So.
Now, can you speak to us a little bit about your political platform?
Well, seeing as I'm in education at the moment, there's definitely going to be a focus on education for me, but also environment as well, since without the environment, what do we have, right? So there's that. Also healthcare, because I feel like the healthcare system does need some improvement as well. I'd also like to focus on rights for people as well. So kind of helping with the rape culture and women's rights and even animal rights as well. So banning animal testing, I think is super important. I mean, economy can be improved as well. I feel like since COVID, we have kind of seen where we could improve in terms of the economy. So raising minimum wage and helping people in the workplace to have more work-life balance, I feel is super important too.
Now, what issues do you plan on specifically in your own riding here in Brome-Missisquoi? What is your focus?
In our community specifically, I feel like definitely workplace needs to be improved. I feel like a lot of people aren't applying for certain jobs just because they know that the environment could be improved and to have that better work-life balance. But as well, like educating our children, just like simple life skills, you know, that we didn't necessarily learn about when we were kids. Definitely focus on environment, just reducing plastic, as simple as that, to taxing huge corporations that are kind of the reason why our environment is going downhill a bit.
And do you have any initiatives or projects or perhaps ideas of legislative change in mind to help address these issues?
Well, the Green Party is lucky because we do have a lot of scientists we work with and people who do work in the environment. So I think that definitely helps our party. So just contacting them to go over like what should we focus on and what could be improved on that standpoint. I would definitely reach out for more support for that because I am not, in fact, a scientist myself. But for me also, in terms of education, adding more extracurricular activities that could help with life skills and more social connection, I can definitely help since I do work at a school. So
one thought that is on everyone's minds going into this election is Bill 96, especially within mm-hmm. the Anglophone community and other minority populations here in the province, and what's going to happen in the upcoming months now that the bill has passed. So depending on your position, why do you think the province is heading in the right direction with this bill, or why not? In your mind, what are its impacts?
Definitely don't think we're headed in the right direction. But one of the reasons why I love the Green Party and why I want to be a candidate is because they do not agree with the bill. So we would be fighting against that and making sure that, like, the bill does not go through, because yes, we are bilingual and yes, we do support all languages, but we feel like the bill more discriminates against languages. So I am definitely not for the bill.
As a media organization that serves the English community here, I will ask how you plan on serving the Anglophone population and other minority populations in your writing to ensure that their rights are going to be protected here in the future.
Well, I am an Anglophone myself, so I do understand our point of view. Especially when I work with so many people, I realize, like, just in the education system, there are so many services that Francophones do get that the English do not get. So I really want to make sure that these resources are provided to people of all language and not just the Francophone community. It's like, it's amazing that they do have these services. And yes, we do need more and more services, but these services should also be provided to the Anglophone community.
And how do you plan on going about addressing it at the provincial level?
I am quite an honest person. I am not scared to stand up for what I feel is right. So if I were to be put in that position, I would definitely stand up for what I feel is right and saying that the bill is not okay because it does discriminate against other languages.
And why is this election important from your perspective? Why should people get out there and vote this year and vote for you in particular?
The thing that I hear most often is I'm just going to vote for the party I feel like is going to get the most votes and not necessarily the party they feel it like aligns with their values. And I'm never the type of person who will say you should vote for this party, but more vote for the party that does align to your values. And I feel like it's super important right now, especially making big decisions like Bill 96, just because there's a lot of people that have expressed that they are for or against certain things. And now is definitely an important time to express what they feel is the right thing to do. I feel like every year it's super important. And I always encourage people to go out and vote, and not necessarily for the person they feel will get the most votes, but for the party they actually think will have the most positive impact.
And why should people vote for you?
I mean, I think I don't have this political background, but because I have the background in the helping field, and I'm super open to hearing any type of opinion, I am very open-minded and would like to hear what other people think could be improved. So no, I'm not the person who has the most experience in politics, but I am the person who will be the most open, and I feel my intentions are in the right place.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Katie, that you wanted to mention either about your platform or your campaign or issues that you plan on addressing here that you think would be important for the community to be aware of.
Well, firstly, I would like to say that if anyone does want to know more about the Green Party, there is a website with their whole platform. It's called the New Green Plan, and it's at pvq.qc.ca. So if you do want to get to know our platform a bit more, you can go to that website to check that out. But other than that, I honestly feel like the Green Party is the ideal party, and that's why I've decided to be a candidate for them. I think we can do great things.
Well, thank you so much, Katie. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Calship's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.